me, yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see. Come on out and join us, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day. Come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens. Come on and see.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
And this is where you want to be. 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey, our executive producer. Boys, I am very, very happy this morning. Not only because Royals are in first place, but it's because how they gotten to first place. And yesterday was one of those real tests of a day. Like, this entire series of Cleveland has been a test of what this team's grit is at this point in the season. You lose your starter and your ace in the first game, hamstring injury. Second game, you come back, you're captain of your team, blasts a grand slam to bust it wide open. Game three yesterday, you go through a 2-hour rain delay. Not only that, your starter Michael Lorenzen goes out. Your bullpen steps up, and in two of the three games in this series, when the bullpen had its back against the wall, it's still not a fully trusted bullpen. But this is when, if you were going to turn it around or at least show some signs of truth, they've done it against Cleveland. They've been asked all year by the fan base, "Can you win against good teams?" It's great that you go 12-1 against the White Sox. They're now 7-2 versus Cleveland. They own the tiebreaker. Yeah. They sit in first place tied with Cleveland. They have a 2.5 game lead over the Minnesota Twins. And your Kansas City Royals, as of August 28th, are in first place in the American League Central.
Well, and I think when you add two numbers together, you see why the Royals are in first place. The record against the White Sox, the record against the Guardians is 19-3. I mean, you're 19-3 against the White Sox and the Guardians this year. Mm. And that's not even counting the Tigers, who they've pretty much beat up on. And so when you have that kind of record against the teams in your division, you're putting yourself at a major advantage. There's 16 games over 500 just against Cleveland and the White Sox combined. And so when you play that style of baseball and you win at that kind of rate, you're going to win this division. And I thought last night was probably one of the more impressive wins that we've seen by this Royal squad for the entire year. Not because they had to wait out a rain delay, but the way that it happened. You had Michael Lorenzen starting. He got hurt running over to first base, right? So you got the hamstring thing going on with him. We'll talk to Q at 9 o'clock, get the latest on him, the latest on Bobby Witt, the latest on Cole Reagans. So he had to leave the game. Bullpen has to come in that situation, and we know the bullpen has not been good going into this series against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. The bullpen led by Carlos Hernandez was on fire last night, right? You saw a great performance by the bullpen. Then the rains come, and you got to sit around for, you know, 2.5 hours and listen to interviews with folks that nobody really even knows anymore, and then you're back to baseball 2.5 hours later. And so then the bullpen has to step up in that situation, and they come in and pitch, what, 5 scoreless innings or whatever it was to kind of close things out. You saw Bobby Witt get hit on the hand. You saw Paul DeJong step up for him. You saw Massey step up. You saw Garcia step up last night. Last night was impressive because if you would have told me a starter left the game and the bullpen had to go basically 7 innings and Bobby Witt got hurt in that game, are they going to win? The answer to that question is no. The bullpen is showing me a lot over these last couple of games, last couple of days in Cleveland. They're pitching very good against a good baseball team, and they're taking advantage of the Cleveland Indians scuffling a little bit right now, but by God, this bullpen is gaining confidence, and that's what it's all about at this point in the season. All year we were telling the bullpen they were no good, they stunk. Now they're out there performing awesome, and they're buying into themselves. They're seeing that success, and man, when you see that success, it just breeds more success. And I think this bullpen may have this jumping off point now, and hopefully this continues as we move forward.
The thing that's crazy, I think, about this season is that, you know, last year, 56 total wins. They're already at, what, 75?
Yeah.
Almost 20 games better than they were last year. Maybe they're 76 and 55. Either way, it's just a complete, total, different sort of season in the obvious. But, like, you look at where it all shakes down, and we'll be joined by Royals manager Mac Trero here at 9 o'clock. But the thing that's crazy about this is that, you know, it's a completely revamped team. You're really riding the coattails of your team captain and your team MVP. you put together a rotation, and it goes back to the beginning of the season when it was spring training before even that, and the moves were made for Waka and Lugo, and you know, you make all these different acquisitions and you build up your team's, you know, starting pitching, which was so putrid for the last 7 years.
Right.
Obviously, this team is 20 games better because of that. Quality starts. Michael Walker, I think, has had, what, like five in a row? And he's going out there again today, getting the slab to go for the sweep for the
Who's
Royals.
Who's going for Cleveland today?
Doesn't matter. I don't care.
Exactly. It doesn't matter right now.
And Michael Walker, who's your veteran leader, and you've already won the series, 3 out of 3 games so far, going for a series sweep. This is one of those things where this has been great from the get-go, where everybody on MLB Network was like, watch out for the Royals. They're a sleeper team. Well, they're officially awake now,
yeah.
and everybody else is awake too. And this is one of those moments where we saw this sort of thing in 14 and 15 where all they needed was a little bit of a spark. And once they got it, they ignited it into almost like a forest fire. Like, it was just uncontrollable how much everything would go well for them. And you look at this series and little tidbits of this series with the MJ catch in left field that saves the game.
Right.
Rides the momentum the rest of the series. Bobby Wood Jr.
That really did, but Dusty. Like, that catch, I think, is going to be looked at as a play that carries this team, because even in Ryan's call, you hear he saved two. And you said yesterday, that could have been an inside the park home run for all we know. He may have saved 3 runs in that situation. That was a big play for the season.
No doubt about it. And then you have the go-ahead home run by Bobby Wood Jr. Then the next game, Sal Perez hits 2 home runs, one of which is a 457-foot grand slam, which shows you that the vibes are high and immaculate as well. You go into the third game, your starter again goes out after an inning and a third, your bullpen comes up and says, it's on us, boys, and MacArthur goes 2 innings, 4 strikeouts. Well done.
Well done,
Not
yeah.
only that, you look at what this team did. Paul DeJong comes to this team as a trade acquisition, where a lot of people say that the Royals won the trade. Does this.
That's well hit into right center field. Go, ball! It will go, indeed, into the third row. Paul DeJong goes to the opposite field.
And it's crazy because you kind of see the glimpse and you want to always play comparisons to the teams in the past. And sometimes it's fair and sometimes it doesn't merit a comparison. But you get a lot of Ben Zobrist vibes of a guy that can give you that 6th spot in the lineup. Now, I know Zobrist at the time was hitting second or sometimes leadoff, but those positions are already filled, and you can rotate your leadoff hitter, kind of like they did eventually until Ned was like, the hell with it, I'm putting Esky at leadoff. I don't care what anybody says.
And I don't care what Twitter says. Yeah. I'm putting Esky at the leadoff spot.
And now you have a solidified 2 through 6, maybe 2 through 7, because we've seen even Melendez show up in a time period. And all I'm wanting to see now, Bob and Mac, from this point forward is, now you've tasted the blood of the victims of the AL Central. Now you are reigning supreme. Keep your foot on the throat and show them that you belong in this spot. And I don't have any sort of caution for that because right. of what this rotation can be. Maybe this bullpen kind of knows what its role is and they're stopped trying to try so hard and they just have to be themselves. Melendez has arrived at the right time. You still have an MVP in Bobby Wood Jr. You have your team captain in Salvador Perez, and everything is clicking right now. Keep your foot on the gas, keep your foot on the throat, and continue to move forward as the team in the Central to be the top team.
You know, we've all tasted that forbidden fruit once or twice in our lives and know what that taste is. And you're like, man, I want more of this, right? And I think first place has been kind of the forbidden fruit for the Royals for a very long time. We're not used to being on top, right? But now they have the opportunity to kind of taste that forbidden fruit, and you don't want to give it back. Once you have that taste of first place and being on top of that division, you don't want to let go and you don't want to give it back. I got a call from a friend of mine who works in minor league baseball again yesterday, and he goes, did you look at the roster like I told you to about 2 months ago, compared this to the 2014-2015 Houston Astros roster, like Correa and Bobby Wood Jr., both young players at the time. The rosters are very similar, winning in the minor leagues together, and then boom, you hit the scene, and all of a sudden you're here and you're on fire and you're playing great baseball. And the Royals really are right now reminiscent of that 2015 Houston Astros team that kind of just appeared on the scene with a lot of young players and a lot of cornerstones to your organization. They've got it in Vinny. They've got it in Bobby. You've got it in Salvi, obviously, with the veteran. Your pitching staff is doing really good things. And you know what this does? This opens the door now, even if you don't win the World Series this year, which is okay, by the way. It's okay to make the playoffs, not win the World Series. But you know how much more attractive this place just became for a free agent? agent, right? You know how much more attractive this place became for John Sherman to say, yeah, go out there and spend some more money, or go out there and make a trade, and go out there and get somebody big. And all of a sudden now, you know, and I've been talking about Blake Snell for a while, all of a sudden you look at a guy like Blake Snell where people say, oh, no way he would ever want to come to Kansas City. I look at it and say, why wouldn't you want to come to Kansas City right now? Or Corbin Burns, I know he's going to break the market and it's going to be expensive, and he's going to command a whole lot of money on the free agent market. But why wouldn't you consider Kansas City right now? You come to an organization that has nothing but upside right now. You've signed your cornerstone to this organization to a long-term deal. You've got great young players. You've got great young pitching right now. You've got an opportunity to do something special this offseason and make your team even better going into next year. Like, this is just the beginning of a run that I think we're going to see here in Kansas City, where we're not always talking about, oh, 10 years ago we made the playoffs, 5 years ago we did this. We're going to be talking about it being consistent, and they're going to kind of be like the Chiefs, where you wake up every February and your expectation is the Royals are going to have a good season, they're going to go to the playoffs, and they're going to challenge for a championship every year. And that's where we are right now, guys. It's okay to embrace that. Stop with the well buts and the yeah buts and all that kind of stuff. Embrace this moment right now. Our team's in freaking first place. They were 10 games out at the beginning of July, and they're sitting in first place right now. I broke out my We Own the Central t-shirt for the first time in 8 years because we do own the Central Division. And if you're not fired up about it right now, man, get fired up about it.